This is from Psalm 43. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. Send out your light and the truth. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, I'm the light of the world. God has given us his light and his truth and an exceeding joy. And the sense I had is, because of what Jesus did for us and because of who he is, this exceeding joy is something God wants to give us. It's a joy that surpasses the world and surpasses understanding. And he wants to do this today because he's light and he's truth. And he wants to implant in us his joy, his exceeding joy.
Two words that I felt the Lord give me as I came in to the meeting this afternoon, rather late. Expectant faith. Expectant what? We experience something unexpected on the way here. Every road seemed to be jammed because of one accident on one road. And then all of a sudden, where completely unexpected, the road opened up. I thought everything was being diverted to the one we were going for. But no, something else. And the road opened up and it was free, reasonably free anyway. We have expectant mums amongst us. That's really something very special. That expectation. Faith. a demonstration of faith that I'd like to share with you would be at night, all of a sudden we hear the birds singing. They are announcing that the sun is going to rise. The birds have faith that the sun is going to come up. Or do they somehow know it is? But it's very special. What's our faith? Expectant faith for us today is to listen out for God's word for us. I heard it when Mimi shared just before. I'm going to be listening out for it as we hear the talk from Arthur. We want to hear Jesus. Yeah, we'll be hearing, we'll hear Arthur, but in his words, I want to hear Jesus. That's the expectant faith that I have. I just share that with you.
I've been meditating in the past 2 weeks on this image of Jesus crucified, which is very appropriate for this time. But I think what he has been saying to me, and I think for everyone here, is something about the self-giving and totality, as Mimi was sharing, and also the receiving in totality. And to take his example in the cross. And when Mimi shared her sense, what I felt the Lord was saying is, to this body of his is a crucified body, and we are meant to join in that. But in that entire giving of self is also the entire receiving of him who gave it all first. And one passage that has been accompanying me in this, it's in Luke 6:37. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Amen.